me see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. And welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. The Friday regular features continue right here on WGN. And it's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and the first person through at 312-981-7200 after we finish reading the stories is our vote number three. Let's get started. Dummy number one. A Louisiana woman is behind bars on a felony drug possession charge after police discovered her methamphetamine stash in a small plastic container that was... that was helpfully named, labeled dope. Cops responded Saturday night to a West Monroe residence after an unidentified complaint reported finding suspected narcotics inside the apartment, which was home to Candace Neal, 41. According to a probable cause affidavit, through further investigation, officer found the dope, quote-unquote, container with suspected methamphetamine inside. Neal, cops say, left the apartment prior to deputies speaking with her. However, she was later arrested after being found hiding behind the residence. After being read her rights, Neal reportedly, quote, admitted to the ownership of the suspected narcotics. Neal was charged with possession of a controlled dangerous substance and booked in the local jail where she is being held on a $3,000 bond.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number two. By the way, Tom, this is from Stephen Johnny's neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Panama City, Florida. When a Florida man needed a Dr. Pepper, he did whatever he could to get one, even if it meant breaking the law. Police say Gavin Lee, 28, crashed his Ford F-250 through the front doors of the Re-Rack Bar in Panama City on Friday when it was closed. WMBB reports Lee had attempted to go to the bar earlier in the morning, but it was closed. When he returned and the bar was still closed, Lee rammed his truck through the front glass. After getting inside, Lee grabbed a Dr. Pepper from the cooler and sat at the table while drinking the soda. Lee was found with a handgun in his pocket, leading police to charge him with armed robbery. That's fantastic.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number three. Luckily, quote, the Pop-Tart did not strike the victim, said the police report. During an argument Sunday evening, a Florida man... Florida.
Tough look for Florida this week.
A Florida man threw a Pop-Tart at his wife's head. According to cops, who say that while the toaster pastry missed its target, the victim was struck in the arm by her spouse's follow-through motion. According to investigators, Brandon Sutherland, 36, and his wife were quarreling in their St. Petersburg residence when, according to the victim, Sutherland, became upset and intentionally threw a Pop-Tart at her head. While the Pop-Tart did not strike... This is so stupid. While the Pop-Tart did not strike the 29-year-old woman, she was hit on the arm by Sutherland's left hand. A sheriff's deputy reported observing a red mark on the woman's arm. During police questioning, Sutherland reportedly confessed to throwing the Pop-Tart and that he grazed the victim's right arm with his left hand. The deputy noted that he observed the broken... He observed the broken Pop-Tart on the floor of the residence.
That's a real crime here.
Oh, my God. Sutherland was arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked into county jail. He was released from custody late Monday afternoon. A judge has ordered Sutherland to have no contact with the victim.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. La, 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 la. A Howell movie theater was evacuated Wednesday evening after patrons mistook the sound of fireworks that were set off outside the building for gunshots, police say. Police inside the Escape the Escape Theater, that's S-S-C-A-P-E, Escape, on Route 9 in Howell, called 911 believing they heard gunshots and people. Police quickly arrived. Officers began evacuating patrons and detaining them to figure out what happened, according to a Facebook post by the police department. Officers then learned the theater manager confronted a man who lit fireworks outside the theater. The remnants of the fireworks were located, and it was determined that no shots were fired. A photo posted by the department showed a group of 9 discharged firework shells that resemble empty paper towel rolls. The Howell police later updated the post to say that 23-year-old Lakewood man was arrested and criminally charged. He was later released. The man lit off the fireworks while a friend was proposing marriage at the nearby climb zone. The hell is a climb zone? Is that a rock place? Like a rock climbing place, probably?
Yeah, escape.
Climb zone. All right. Yeah. There was no intent to cause panic with the theater patrons, the post stated. Obviously, this is a very poor decision rather than an overt act.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy five. Okay, by the way, this is accompanied by a picture. This story is accompanied by a picture. Getting inked with your wife's image is typically a permanent proclamation of love. However, one UK man flipped the script on his unsuspecting soulmate with an unflattering thigh tattoo of his paramour snoring. James McGraw, 40, a window cleaner from Portsmouth, wanted revenge on his wife Kelly for giving him a shoddy haircut as a goof. That's why the jokester got a tattoo depicting his better half passed out on a plane with her mouth agape while he gleefully mocks her. The trolling portrait is an exact replica of a sneaky cell phone pic snapped by the mischievous hubby. Go figure, the gag didn't go over well with McGraw's horrified wife, who told the son that he'd gone too far. Despite the fact that the couple had purportedly played pranks on each other for 24 years, Kelly says there's a line and he crossed it big time. The social media masses beg to differ. James posted a Facebook pic of the prank with the caption, "Don't know what her problem is, everyone else seems to like it." The viral post gathered hundreds of reactions and comments, such as, "Legend, and can't stop laughing every time I see this." However, some sympathized with the snoring soulmate. "I think it's both ugly and mean," commented one unamused poster. "My husband just showed me this. If my husband showed me this, I would kill him." Fortunately, it seems James will live happily ever after. Kelly has since come around on the joke and is admitting to the son that she now can't look at the picture without laughing.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
All right. We'll take a break, and then we're going to do a recap, and we will vote on who is the biggest dummy of the week. This is a strong week. This is a very strong, lots of really dumb people did dumb stuff this week. So it's going to be kind of a tough decision, but we'll make it. All right, let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll vote on the dummy of the week, and then the other Friday features will continue. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And you big dummy. Yeah, you big dummy. Continues with the vote. All right, we're back. And it's Friday morning, so let's recap the dummies, shall we? All right. We got the dummy woman who stashed her meth in a box labeled dope. We've got the Florida man who drove a truck into a bar to get a Dr. Pepper. We got the man who faced criminal charges for an attempted Pop-Tart battery by whipping a Pop-Tart at his wife. We've got the dummy who set off fireworks outside of a movie theater and caused a gunfire scare and an evacuation. And we got the dummy who got a ridiculously ugly tattoo on his thigh of his wife snoring. So there's your dummies. Where is your mind at this morning?
Oh, man.
It's a solid group.
It's a real group of dummies. I'll give the runner up to the guy who tried to hit his wife with a Pop-Tart. I don't know why you would think that's a good idea.
The best detail is that the broken Pop-Tart was found on the floor.
And you know that there was like some sort of forensics guy there. You know, gloves and everything.
With dusting the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, dusting the Pop-Tart for Prince. You got Caruso over there with his sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, I guess that pastry wasn't so sweet, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to the guy who drove his car into the bar for a Dr. Pepper and then had the brass you-know-what to just sit there and drink the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That is unbelievably stupid.
I mean, all these, this, by the way, just to recap, so you're voting for Dr. Pepper guy.
I'm giving it to the Dr. Pepper guy.
Okay. By the way, this is one of the worst tattoos I've ever seen on this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, was he playing a joke? He was playing a joke on his wife, but it's on his body. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't really, the joke's on his wife because it's this horrendously ugly tattoo.
Yeah.
But he's going to have it for life?
For the rest of his life. I mean, and it's a huge tattoo. It takes up his whole thigh.
There are very few things I would do for revenge like that.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
So the Pop-Tart story is fantastic. It's just fantastic. Why would anybody throw a Pop-Tart at his wife? And then I also think that the first story about the woman who hid her meth in a box called dope.
That's kind of like, you know, hiding your dirty movies in a cardboard box that says
porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not porn.
Yeah. But I'm with you, man. The guy was in Panama City. Drove through the front doors of Re-Rack Bar. The Re-Rack Bar just got a Dr. Pepper out of the cooler, sat down at the table, and drank it.
He should have just called Steve and Johnny. I'm sure they would have given
him a Dr.
Pepper.
I'm sure they would have had some Dr. Pepper. Well, if we want to get another vote here, I mean, we already know who the winner is because the winner is the Florida man who busted through the building to get a Dr. Pepper. But if you want to be our third vote, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We always like to have our listeners first one through right now. You get to vote. Who would you vote for in this group of dummies? So 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open right now. First person through, you give us our vote. 312-981-7200. We got the guy. We got the woman who hid her meth in a box that was labeled dope. We got the guy who drove his truck into a bar to get a Dr. Pepper. We also have a guy who threw a Pop-Tart at his wife. We have some idiot who lit up fireworks in front of a movie theater causing a panic. And the guy who gets an ugly tattoo of his snoring wife. So let's see. I believe we have a listener. We have a listener for our third vote. It's Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you voting for?
I am definitely voting for the guy with the Dr. Pepper in Florida. We have been to Panama City.
Yeah.
And let me tell you exactly what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. It's great. I also, one of the things I loved about it is that, this typically when you have a story like this, the person's drunk. But this guy just wanted a Dr. Pepper. He didn't want booze.
I know.
He just wanted a Dr. He wanted a Dr. Pepper. Isn't that unbelievable?
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Have you ever been to Panama City?
I have not.
Well, you should go.
I've been to Florida. I've been to Florida several times, but never Panama City.
Yeah, I remember that you've been to Florida.
Yeah.
Gosh, my guy and I have been listening to you since the first day you spoke with Roy Leonard.
Oh my God. Thank you. That's a lot of years. By the way, Christina,
how old I am.
this year marks my 35th anniversary with LDGN.
Oh, well, gosh, you and I have been dating that long then.
All right, Christina.
On the radio,
thanks for the call.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Good vote. There you go. Yeah, this is my 35th anniversary year.
Yeah.
May 27th will be my 35th anniversary.
I'll have to get you a cake.
The first movie I ever reviewed on Roy's show.
Wasn't it Friday the 13th?
Part 5,
yeah.
Because Roy was like, hey, listen, you go see the crap movies. I don't want to see that anymore. You like that horror crap. You go see those. You go see the ninja movies. I don't want to waste my time anymore.
And I know I'm only a legend.
By the way, yeah. I know exactly how he feels.
Sure.
At this point, I'm like, man, what? You know, because there are a lot of movies I just skip, and we get Procopi to review them. Like, go ahead. You handle that crap. I don't want to sit through that.
Steve Procopi is a saint
for
sitting through, like, the Playmobil movie.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Like, holy cow.
Yeah. He's a good guy, too, and a very smart guy and a good critic and a wonderful host, both when he does Q&As at the Music Box and when he and I do Q&As at Flashback every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a lot of fun. He's a good guy, and I'm glad he's part of the show. I'm glad he's a regular on the show now.
Yeah.
You know, always been a friend of his, but really, he adds a lot to the show. The Sunday Night Movie Reviews are terrific, and he's great on them. So, all right, should we just start it before we break?
Let's go for it.
All right, what the hell are we doing? Oh, we're doing this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, so we were off for a couple of Fridays. So I don't know if we're backlogged or what, but this is when you listen to this radio station 24-7, and you should because it's the best. 24-7, whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds vaguely dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play them back every Friday morning. All right, where do we start?
All right, we're going to start with saying so many people sent in so many submissions, and there's only so many we can do.
Right. And by the way, we want to thank you for participating.
Yeah.
We thank everybody who participates. You know, we wouldn't be able to do these segments without you guys.
Yeah.
So thank you for participating. We appreciate it.
So here's just a smattering, a collection of a few of these great submissions. First off, we're going to start with the great Kim Gordon. This one's coming to us from our pal Brian J.
Mine's clean.
Do you ever feel not fresh?
You know, sometimes I just wonder how my listeners listen to the radio. Like, what is the process?
With bated breath.
Well, I mean, when she said mine's clean, immediately this guy goes, yeah, that's, we got to get that one in. I mean, I wouldn't pull that out. You know what I mean? That's not my hearing and listening process. I don't know how my listeners do it, but it's awesome.
They're geniuses.
Yeah.
This next one coming to us from Fox Valley Mike. This is from Pete McMurray, who's been doing a stint on the mornings.
Bacon wrap nuts.
No. No, thanks. I mean, yeah. I like bacon as much as the next guy, but no.
Yeah.
No, and I actually think I like bacon more than the next guy. Okay.
But not for your nuts.
No.
All right. I don't know if this has happened in my tenure. Dan Feinberg got caught.
Yeah, he's been on. Oh. He's been on a couple times.
I think this is a good one. This is coming to us from Deanna.
It's 70 minutes of pleasure.
That's our TV guy, Dan Feinberg. He was talking about the John Mulaney special on Netflix.
Yeah, the Sack Lunch
Bunch. Yeah, which he just adored. So. Yeah, no, Feinberg's been a part of this segment a few times, yeah.
I love having him on there. Next, another one from Deanna, of course. It's me. Always nice to hear myself. People were coming.
Oh, man. Was he talking about the movie theater stuff?
Talking about the movie theater.
Yeah.
Talking about the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
The Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, which was a massive hit at the new 400.
Yeah. Terrible movie, though, if you ask
me. No, it was terrible.
Yeah, not a lot of fun.
I like the Hermione, though.
She was good.
I'm a fan of the Hermione.
Yeah.
Did you see? You've seen
Little Women?
Well, or, yeah, that. But have you seen, you've seen Perks of Being a Wallflower, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the best role she's ever had.
Ever. She was transcendent in that movie. Mm-hmm. And she's great in Little Women. Mm-hmm. I just like her in general. I think
she's
great.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Another one from Pete McMurray here. This is coming to us from Brian.
Boy, I just had this conversation with my wife. How many times a month do we eat out?
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Man.
They were talking about New Year's resolution to eat a little bit healthier. Stop going out to eat so much. You know, cook your meals.
We were talking about resolutions at the top of the show.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's on the brain.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll break.
Absolutely. This one's coming to us from Scott in Carpentersville. Here is Brian Noonan.
You got to go low and slow.
Good advice.
That is good advice.
Good advice, Brian.
All right, why don't we take a break here? And we've got more Straight Out of Context. Then we've got Nick D's Show Spies, and then we'll get funky, and Luscious Hushus will be here, and we'll take your requests. 312-981-7200. You got requests already?
Oh, yeah,
for Luscious Hushus?
Yeah, but more the merrier.
Okay, more the merrier. Get funky, get R&B, get fly. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll go, get back to all the regular stuff right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. We're back. The Friday features continue, and this is Straight Out of Context. So you know what the deal is with this. All right. People weren't listening to the radio. They found some stuff that might have been dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Play it back on a Friday. Okay, you ready?
All right, ready to get started again. This one, the spectacular Jisook. He got caught. This was the other day. Let me see here. I think I lost my place.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Yeah, caught by Ed here on, actually yesterday, got caught on the station.
I like drinking. Tiny things.
She likes tiny things.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Steve Bertrand, who hasn't showed up in a while. This one's coming to us from Scott in Carpentersville.
Have you gone up in that?
I have not.
I don't go up in things.
Who was he talking to?
Talking to John Williams.
Oh, that was John. It was J-Dub. Okay.
Yeah, I guess they were talking about...
balloons or something?
Well, they were talking about how the Washington Monument's going to be reopened finally after years of being closed.
Oh, yeah.
But he was nervous, you know, and scared of going all the way up in that elevator.
Yeah, I've never done that. I'm not good with that.
No, you don't do heights.
I used to, but I went to the Statue of Liberty, but that was young. Now I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me. Do you ever notice
you've never been to New York City? I've never been
right?
to New York City, no.
Okay. Here's the thing. Let's say you take Staten Island Ferry, which you should because it's fun, you will be surprised at how small the Statue of Liberty appears.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Because the way it's presented in movies and on television and pictures,
like
things
so
like that,
big.
It's so huge. But then when you actually are on the water and you look over, you go, Is that it, or is that like a miniature that leads you to the regular sized one? You know?
That's so weird.
It is weird.
So
weird. It's really weird. Okay.
All right. Next up, the lovely Mary Vandeveld got caught by
Jim.
Oh,
I love Mary.
It was really hard.
I miss seeing Mary every morning.
It's kind of a bummer.
It's heartbreaking for me to not see Mary. She used to come in at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get her on the show, do like 15, 20 minutes, and then I used to say hi to her and everything like that every morning.
Yeah, I usually get to see her on my way out.
I love the new hours that we have. I think it's fantastic.
So
you know, but I just missed the little interaction with Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next
now I'm
up.
Sad.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this will cheer you up. It's you.
Oh God!
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's coming to us from Kevin in Iowa.
I just started freaking out, and because it's just so big and terrifying. What was I talking about?
The Mall of America.
Oh, God. By the way, Reese Witherspoon is on Friends right now. What the hell? She played, like, I think she plays Jennifer Aniston's sister or something.
I could see that.
every time I look on the screen, because it's on at 3:30 every morning, so I see it here. No sound, but it's on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised at some of the guest stars that have been on this show. It's unbelievable.
It usually tends to be like Tom Selleck. Like you always.
Well,
look
Selleck
over
played
tough.
A regular.
Yeah,
he was like Courtney
Someone's
Cox's
dad. Yeah.
No, Courtney Cox's boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And he was a regular, though. I mean, he was on many, many episodes. I'm talking in guys like Ron Liebman.
Mm-hmm. There's a Brad Pitt episode.
There's Brad Pitt, of course, because he was with Jennifer Aniston at the time. And you've got Bruce Willis. There's, I mean, like, major league stars. I look at this, because I never watch Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen one episode of Friends, is because I was stuck on the tarmac in a plane, and they popped in VHS. That's the only time I've ever watched, the only time I've ever watched a full episode of Friends. I see it every morning with no sound. So, but anyway, Reese Witherspoon is on right now.
Good old Reese.
She's awesome. Okay.
All right, next up, another Pete McMurray. Big week for Pete. This is coming to us from Brian.
I want to see it. It's been years since I've seen one.
A croquet set.
Oh. Oh, wow. Croquet. God, I haven't played croquet in years. Used to play it all the time.
Really?
Yeah. My parents' best friends who lived in Stickney had a nice big backyard, so they had horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
They had a nice horseshoe pit and a croquet set.
Okay, so what do you call the little arches that you have to hit it under?
Oh God, what are they called? There is a name for them.
Okay, because they say it's called the wicket.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't believe them for a second.
No, it's the wicket. It is the wicket. Yes. Yeah. It's a fun game. Croquet's it's a fun game.
Oh, Heather's made it look like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, might as well.
All right.
Next up, of course, Orion. The legendary Orion Samuelson. He's got two here. He'll have another one a little bit later. But
awesome.
This one's coming to us from Lake Geneva Dan.
I did it 2 years ago, and that was the last time.
Oh, Orion.
Like I said. Orion and Dave Ennett, my two favorites, because they're so professional, you know what I mean? And they just would never talk like that. Neither of them would. So it always makes me happy when those two guys are part of this stupid segment.
Oh. Speaking of favorites, this one's for Esmeralda. It's a little Lou Manfredini coming to us from Lake Geneva, Dan.
You can hold it in your hand.
If you insist, Lou.
You better call HR. All right.
It's always great to hear Dean. Always great to hear Dean on these. These are great. This was him filling in during Rose show while he was gone on Christmas Eve. Coming to us from Kevin in McHenry.
I could not believe how thick it was this morning.
He's talking about the fog.
Yeah.
It was foggy.
It was weird.
It was really. When I looked outside, and I thought there was some sort of pot convention going on. I was like, what?
Well, that was the morning of...
It was Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah, Christmas Eve morning. I was coming back from a bar at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I was in an Uber, and I was freaking out. I was like, no one can see. We can't see right now.
No, it was insane.
I'm trying to get from Rogers Park to Uptown.
It was insane.
Unbelievable.
Okay. All right.
All right. Dave Ennett.
Oh!
All the best. All the best here. This one coming to us from Joyce.
You were looking for more action.
Yeah. Dave's always looking for
always.
A little more action.
Always. All right.
All right. Another one for you here. This one coming to us from Doc.
I had a thing up that shouldn't have been up. What was I talking about?
I guess you had something up on the slider. Adam had to come in and fix it.
Oh,
Ez was here.
Yeah.
And then finally coming to us from James, he's going to round it off, another Orion Samuelson.
Oh.
It has been just enough to keep it wet.
Oh, man. Great stuff. Great stuff, Orion.
Oh, man. All right. Okay.
There we go.
There it is. All right. Let's see what else we got. This right here.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Like us.
There it is. All right, this is Nick D. Show Spies, and this is when you listen to this radio station 24-7, as you should anyway, because it's the best. Whenever anybody mentions me in any kind of capacity, we want to know about it. So jot down the date, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, spies.
All right, spies. Your first spy here coming to us from the morning show, Pete McMurray hosting. A caller mentioned you.
I always underestimate how popular bowling is with all the text messages and phone calls. I mean, people are going crazy. Farmer Paxton, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for being out there for us at this hour. Hey, this is a comment I would normally reserve for Nick DiGilio, but... The shortest book ever written is titled "Rich People I Have Met While Bowling."
Why did he mention me?
I don't. He said that it's. He claims that it's something that he would have commented on.
I mean, it's funny.
Maybe that's why you would have found it funny.
I would have found that funny. I would have found that funny. Although I was a big time bowler at one time.
Where was your favorite place to bowl?
Belmont Bowl. Waveland is obviously great.
Waveland's awesome.
And Fireside.
Yeah.
I was on two leagues at Fireside. I was on two leagues at Waveland. But Belmont Bowl was at Belmont and Lincoln. So we could just, because I lived at Addison and Lincoln, so we had just walked to it.
Right.
But yeah. No, I was a big time bowler.
Yeah. I got into the Chicago Media Bowling League when I was in college. Because our radio station at Loyola, for some reason, they needed a team, so they brought us in.
Yeah.
And honest to God, the folks from The Onion might be the greatest bowlers of all time.
I don't know why that doesn't surprise me. I had my own ball with my name on it.
What?
Yeah. No. I had several bowling balls over the years. No, I'm not kidding, Tom.
I believe
I was a guy. You know what my high game is?
What?
289.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Alley cat over here.
I blew a 300. I was so mad.
Nick DiGilio, the alley cat.
I basically blew one frame.
Oh.
Blew one frame. 289 was my high score. Highest score ever. My average when I was on the league, my average was like 180.
I can't believe it. I'm in the presence of greatness.
And I haven't picked up a bowling ball in years. But so, all right, what's next?
All right, next up, this is just a little mention here. Steve and Johnny. New Year's Eve. They did their New Year's Eve thing, but they were also on a couple days before that. They did a few shifts.
Oh yeah, right.
So this is a mention here from them.
Look up during the news how much the state of Illinois stands to make in new taxes as a result of the trade-in tax law that goes into effect next Wednesday, the 1st of January.
And how much would that be, little Johnny?
Like $40 million. It sounds like a lot of money, but I guess in the big...
You think?
Well, you know, what's a million here, a million there?
After the first mill, it all...
Really? With us on the phone is Tom Appel, publisher at Consumer Guide Automotive, and frequently heard on this here radio station with us for many years, and now with Nick DiGilio, and you can follow him at cgdailydrive.com.
Tom.
Good old Tom.
I love Tom. Why was Steve doing a Larry Lujack impression?
Beats me, man. Steve King. He's Steve King. I don't question what Steve King does.
Man. All right. Okay.
But, yeah, we'll talk to Tom next week.
Yeah, Tom Appel. He's going to be on next Tuesday?
Yep.
All right. Cool. Is that it?
Yep. That's what we'll do the spot.
There we go. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's Fly Jams Friday. Luscious Hushus will be here, and we'll get funky for the last part of the show. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 7200 for Fly Jams Friday, which begins after this.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, the late, great Johnny Kemp, everybody, just got paid. Yeah, Fly Jams Friday. Welcome back, everybody. And it's Friday morning, so that means we get fly and funky. 312-981-7200. And also, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. So, no, it's not. No, it's not. It'll be coming from Bradley Place. I read that every morning because I'm so used to it. You know, I read that every morning during the last break, and then I realize after I say it that, no, we're going over to Channel 9 to listen to that group of news people. So, all right, I'm an idiot. So anyway, welcome back, everybody, and it's Fly Jams Friday. Is Luscious Hushus here?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
Oh, it's Luscious Hushus. He's your DJ. He's the fly man. He's Jeff Goldblum. Oh, man. God, when was the last time you saw that movie?
Oh, The Fly?
Yeah.
I want to say maybe like 6 months ago.
I took a girl on a first date to see it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
She loved it.
I know, but that's what a gamble. You and the Cronenberg movies. Are
well,
just like,
it didn't work out with Dead Ringers. That one didn't work out.
0 for 2, or 1 for 2.
No, sorry. 1 for 2. Because The Fly worked out.
That's good.
But in the thing though, I mean, I had not seen The Fly. It was a screening.
Right.
And I took her. And it was a first date. I took her, and we dated for a while after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had already seen Dead Ringers when I brought the girl to see.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Dead Ringers, that is as far from a date movie as you can possibly imagine.
Hey, honey, there's this great new movie out. It's called Scanners.
Yeah, it's called Dead Ringers. It's about these drug-addicted twin gynecologists who invent new weird tools to work on women. Want to see that one?
You ever heard of this cute little indie? It's called Shivers.
Yeah. Hey, Cronenberg first date guy. Hey, let's go see Crash.
Oh, God. You like James Spader, don't you?
Yeah, Holly Hunter's in it. Okay, what do we... Oh, and Rosanna Arquette in one of the craziest roles she's ever played. Oh, I love that movie. Okay.
All right, first up coming to us from Dino, it's the Jets. The song is Rocket to You.
Oh, boy.
Baby, when you call me on the phone today, you sounded frantic when you said come over right away. Oh, baby, baby, won't you say what's on your mind?
That was a great song. That was a big hit.
How many people are in this group?
90.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cover here. There's like 9 people in this band.
The Jets.
Surely they can't all be doing something.
They're not. And there's not as many people in that band as Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No.
Which has, I don't know, it fluctuates between 784,000 people in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We got to have individual people playing each maraca. You know?
They're all dressed. They all dressed in crazy vests and stuff.
There you go.
So, all right.
All right. Next up, coming to us from Mike in Louisville, it is Michael Jackson. Don't stop till you get enough.
That's from the best Michael Jackson record, which is Off the Wall. Better than Thriller.
That's bold.
Better than Thriller. To me, by a mile, better than Thriller. So, yeah, man. I know Thriller sold 80 billion copies, but I'm an Off the Wall guy.
That's fair.
I'm an Off the Wall guy.
I'll give that to you.
I do like Human Nature off of Thriller.
Yeah. What about the Pretty Young Thing?
Yeah, PYT. Like PYT.
Which is the one with Paul McCartney?
He did. Well, he did 2 with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
There was Ebony and Ivory. No, that's Ebony and Ivory. Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, yeah.
He did The Girl. Who Gets the Girl or Where's the Girl?
Something About a Girl?
Yeah. And then there's the one where they're like in a traveling, in the video, they're like in a traveling like circus. What's the name of the? Because he did 2 with Paul McCartney, and but the one there was something with the girl. The Girl Is Mine.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Girl Is Mine. That's the best Paul McCartney. I think there was another one that he did.
Is it Say Say Say?
That's it. Say Say Say. That's the one where they're in like a traveling circus in the video.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Great pop.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, coming to us from, this is coming to us from Chris in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's a little Blues Brothers, Soul Man. So hard, don't you fret, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. Thanks, Steve. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. Ha! Listen, was brought up on a side street. Got out of love before I could eat. I was educated.
You know, at one time, John Belushi had the number one TV show, the number one movie, and the number one album in the country on the charts at the same time.
How do you even do that?
John Belushi, man. Yeah, because the Blues Brothers' Briefcase Full of Blues was the number one album in the country. Number one TV show was SNL. Number one movie was Animal House. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty impressive. And I remember I was working at McDonald's when my friend Scott called me in the middle of a shift to tell me that John Belushi died. And I had to take a break. I was at work and I was like, I gotta sit down. I'm gonna tear up right now. One of my heroes.
Yeah. No, it's always
But yeah, tough. He called me up and I was at McDonald's just in the back, you know, dropping nuggets and cooking burgers and stuff. And dropping nuggets, that'll be on the show next Friday probably. So it's my friend Scott calls me up and he's like, hey man, I got really bad news. It was in March of 82. And he's like, John Belushi's dead. And I was like, what? And I was like, I told my boss, I go, I got to sit down. I'm sorry. I know this might seem silly to you, but this is a big deal for me. So
it's one of those moments.
You know, when celebrities die, some people have different reactions to it. That was a big one for me.
Yeah.
Prince and Bowie back to back.
I couldn't handle Bowie. That was a tough morning.
It was ridiculous.
That was a tough morning to wake up to.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Destroyed me. It was a Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. And I remember they were like, oh yeah, it was a heroin overdose. I was like, wait, what do you mean did heroin? Like, it was so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
One of the greatest actors that's ever lived. Oh, and he's in some of my very favorite movies of all time, including my favorite movie of all time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that one, there are certain celebrity deaths where it's like, oh, you know? All right.
Well, hopefully this will cheer you up a little bit. A special request from Mr. Nick DiGilio, your dad.
Oh, my dad? Yeah. Oh.
Little one here. It's coming to us from him, Junior Walker in the All-Stars, Shotgun.
My dad's got good taste in music.
Listen to that sax.
That's a classic, and that's as fly as it gets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great choice there, Dad. So, all right.
All right. Next up, a little coming to us from Dave. It's Boogie Down Bronx, and we got this one pull up here on some wax. So listen close, and you all will hear about the devastating body rocker of the year. One young man born to be an MC, the only one to rock it with a guarantee. Because I dress to impress, guaranteed to be a hit. I walk down the street, the girls are jumping on it. I got the ladies on my left, freaks on my right. The ladies follow me all through the night. Because I'm the one with the action, the king of satisfaction. You listen to my rhythm, there is a change. Yeah. That's awesome stuff. That early 80s hip-hop is something else.
It's fantastic. It's great. All right. Well, that's it for this week. We'll do it Fly Jams again next week with Luscious Hushes. I just want to remind everybody that we'll be back on Sunday night, Monday morning, Sunday night starting at 11 p.m. Steve Procopi, And Eric Childress will be live in studio, and we're doing our big wrap-up of the year, film year of 2019. Are you all right? Okay, because you looked scared or something. I was looking in, and you looked shocked.
We're all good.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So they'll be here, and we will do coverage of the Golden Globes the next night, because Sunday night the Golden Globes are on. Everybody's going to be watching it, and then I'll do the full coverage the next night, because on Sunday night / Monday morning, that's when we do the wrap-up of the year 2019. So that's all coming up. Yeah, so everybody have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you on Sunday night and Monday morning at 11 o'clock. And we'll cover the year in movies, which we do every year.